We are learning Maseches Erevin Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting right after the Mishnah. Just want to speak out two things that we on the Mishnah that we didn't speak out yesterday. It says in the Mishnah yesterday that one Ma'adiyama says you need four Demudim on each corner, which are these L brackets in each corner, and the other Ma'adiyama says you have to put Pshutim also. Then the Mishnah says the size is Gavoyin Asara, that these boards are 10 Tvachim high, Barachim Shisha, and 6 Tvachim wide. 6 Tvachim wide means an Amma. And these Shurim, according to Rashi, are going Sai on the Yudim and Sai on the Pshutim, that the walls have to be 6 Tvachim wide, which is an Amma wide, and 10 Tvachim high. That's what's going on. Now, Taisis has a question. When you put the Pshutim in the middle, like according to Rameya, why don't you say we have a full idea of Osi Avir, the High Geese, the High Geese, and Vatale? We have these openings on four sides. You only have corner walls, and you have huge openings in the middle. It's Paratz Meruva. And you put a little board in the middle of it. That's what, according to Rameya, you're doing. You put a board in the middle. What does that help? Because it's Osi Avira. On both sides, the ear is more than the board. So why don't you say Osi Avira? It's Tais Asakash, the second Tais on the bottom of the base. And he says, V'lekalei v'hoch, but Osi Avira, the High Geese, the High Geese, and Vatalei. And the Gavi Oile Regalam Akilu. They don't book my deraisa. Tais is telling us, but deraisa is no problem, Osi Avira. And but Oile Regalam, they will make on that din of Osi Avira, the High Geese, the High Geese. So those are just the two things I want to speak out. First of all, that the shear in the Mishnah of 10 Tvachim high and 6 Tvachim wide, and the Oivim culture is going on everything. And also, that there's no Osi Avira here because you go out of deraisa. But let's see now the Gemara. So the Mishnah said that you can make Pasim Berayas, which means you can pass them libri rice. You have a bar of water for the oil regalim. You're allowed to make these pass them in order to carry inside it and be able to drink from the water. Maybe our Mishnah is not like Chananya, Tanya Chananya. The Tanya went to the Brisa. The Brisa says, Tanakam of this Brisa says, Oisin pasim labar. When you have a bar, you can make pass them in order to be able to take the water out, to make it into Shushi Yachid. When you're in a Shiara, when you're with a caravan of three people, and you may have to take a mechitza, you're allowed to use strings. Like we had in the last Mishnah, in the last parak, we had the second last Mishnah, they can make chavolim for shiara. V'chananya oimer, chavolim labar. You can make chavolim for a bar, avloi pasim. You cannot use pasim for a bar. Sounds like Chananya saying you can't have something called pasim v'rois. You can't make pasim. And our Mishnah says you could have pasim v'rois. So my answer is not a kasha. Why not? Afil tebe chananya, bar l'chud and be'er l'chud. That the Chananya says it can't only do chavolim for a bar, not pasim, is a bar. A be'er is different than a bar. What's the difference? A bar is water that is mayim chanasim, Rashi calls it. You fill it up with water, and that's your ditch that holds your water for you. Mashenken, a be'er is a spring water, and spring water doesn't dry up. So a bar could dry up, and we're worried that it might dry up, and you're going to still come to carry there. The whole head to the carry is only if you have water there. Mashenkin, a be'er is no chash and it will dry up. So therefore, Chananya says, by a bar, we do not allow pasim because it might dry up. But a be'er, you are allowed to. So Chananya only argues on bar. And our Mishnah says, pasim b'rayis is be'er. It doesn't say b'rayis, it doesn't say also pasim b'rayis, it's b'rayis, which is a be'er, which is a spring water, which is a well. That's water coming from underground. So there, Chananya Taka agrees, and therefore, it'll stem even for Chananya. That's one version of Skamari Kedamri. If you look at Chananya's words, Chananya's master, you can't do pasim anything. It says, Chaval Nabar, Avloi Pasim. Midloi Ketone Chananya, Ema Oysa Chaval Nabar, Pasim Le Be'er. Since Chananya never spoke out, you can do pasim for anything. Mechlad, Chananya, Loish Nabar, Loish Nabar. It sounds like, for Chananya, you can't, Sai Bar, Sai Be'er, you can't use pasim. Chavolim in pasim loy. So Levi's in loy Chananya. Now, Mishnah says that be'er, you could have pasim. And it sounds like Chananya's words, you never could use pasim. So my answer is no. Afil tebe Chananya, lemay dekoma tanakam kamadle. Really, Chananya holds by be'er, you have pasim. Why don't you speak it out? He was talking back to the Tanakama. Tanakama says you can make pasim lebar. So he tells him back, no, chavolim lebar v'loy pasim. He's not getting involved that what you use pasim for be'er, you're not getting involved in that. He's just saying that what you said bar, we can't use pasim for. But Avada Chananya agrees by Be'er, you could use it. And our Mishnah will stem like Chananya. Not the Gemara. The Gemara have two more Gemaras like this of Leimah Sisson Leika Atana, certain Tana. Leimah Sisson Leika Rabbi Kiva. Maybe our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. That's not. We learned in the Mishnah. Echot Be'er Harabim. Ubar HaRabim, Uba'er HaYachid Oislam Pasim. The Kiva says, by a Bar HaRabim and by both Be'er HaRabim, Be'er HaYachid, you can make Pasim. Of a Bar HaYachid, Oislam Mechitza Gavoya Asar Tvachim. You have to make a regular full-fledged Mechitza of 10 Tvachim, you cannot use Pasim. Why? Because it might dry up, you're not going to realize. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. But a Bar HaRabim, even though it's going to dry up, we're not worried about it because they'll remind each other, oh, look, there's no water here. So what is this Mashma Rekiva? That bar is possible to use pasim by a rabbin. V'ilu hachan our mishnah k'tani li b'royis, says a be'er, a well, b'royis in, l'b'royis loy. Only is a well that's natural water well, but a bar is not. So our mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara, I feel the same Rabbi Akiva, even our mishnah k'tani like Rabbi Akiva. So why didn't it say b'royis? Why didn't it say bar? It say by a rabbin. Be'er ma'am chayim sikalei, a be'er ma'am chayim, that's it's all the time. Is you allowed to have pasim loishna yach the rabbim loishna the yachid ketani? It says it. Bar machnasim, a bar which is water that's gathered water lepsikale. It's not clear because by bar harabim it's talking all good like ketani. It doesn't say it. It won't. That's why Mishnah doesn't say again valim virus because Mishnah wants to say something clear. Be'er, it's always you allowed to have pasim. Bar depends. Bar harabim bar yachid, and therefore it didn't say virus at all. So kuchdim look every kibbutz. Zotik Maravait, let me see like Rav Yehuda ben Bava, the Tanan. Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Eino yisim pasim elo be'er ha-rabim bavad. Yehuda ben Bava is very machmir. He says, only good for a be'er and a rabim. It has to have tarti le-tavusa, it has to have both milas. It's a rabim and it's a be'er. V'yilu ha'ach ha'ktari le-barayis. Here it says, be'er, loshen rabim. It's mashma, loshen rabim, it's yoch, mashma, any type of be'er works. It's mashma over here, any type of be'er, you can make pasim for. Because loshen rabim, be'royois. I'm thinking more. I feel the time. Rabbi Yudim Bava might be royis. Why is also Rabbi of be royis? Be royis the alma means all be'er the Rabbi of the world. So a kuch tim k'Rabbi Yudim Bava. So our mishnah is not raya anyway. Our mishnah could be dafka be'er harab more so. And the reason why it said be royis the alma. And we said before giving to Rabbi Kiva that be'er is means all type be'er and bar harab more so. Just didn't say bar harab because I'm psikolei. So our mishnah is not raya to any man the alma exactly. And the Gemara ends off Maidim Yudim. What's Lashon Diyoy Mudim? We know Mudim is Lashon of Amudim. What's Diyoy? Diyoy Mudim. Or Rabbi Yirmi Ben Elazar, Diyoy Amudim means two. Diyoy means Lashon two. Two walls. Because every one of these L walls in every corner is really two walls. Therefore, we call it the Yumud. That's what we call it because it's like two walls. And because we brought in Rabbi Yirmi Ben Elazar, who said Pshat, and what the Yumudim are, we're going to bring down a bunch of memories of Rabbi Yirmi Ben Elazar to go, you know, a whole blot of memories from Yirmi Ben Elazar. The siman is Diyu Lemenuda Shvach Azunis Eskalkel Bemida Shloisha Siman. Tanan Hasam. It says in the Mishnah in Masechtas Damai, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Kol HaShisim Peturim. A certain type of fig called Shisim is potter from Damai. You know why? Because the Amaratzim are not so makbara shisim, it's not such a high quality fig, and therefore it doesn't hurt them to take ma'isa, they don't mind, it's not a big loss for them. Chutz, the certain type of shisim, which is called a diufra. Chutz by diufra, there it is, you do have to take off the mai. Why? There is a dinyan of the mai, because that's more chashuv. My diufra, amu'ula ilana oisa diyoi peris ashana. It's called diufra, lashon diyoi again, because two. It makes peris, it produces peris twice a year, these trees. And that makes it gives it a chashivas, and therefore the amaratzim are not ma'aser, and therefore there's a demayana. Am Rav Yirmi Ben Elazar, the yoy parts of panim hayla Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was born with two faces, one a male, one a female. Shenemar ochor v'kedem tartani. You created me with a front and a back. That's Rav Yirmi Ben Elazar's memra. So we bring down now all the machlekesim about this. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, even Hashem alikim es tzala. Hashem took the tzala, which means the side, and Hashem built it into chava. Rav Shmuel, chadam apartziv. One man there says the tzala was the partziv, and Hashem basically cut the other Rishon in half. V'chad omar zonov, it was a tail that Hashem built into chava. Bishlom man there apartziv. Few man there holds that it was a partziv, and other Rishon were created. Other Rishon and Chava were created together as one first. Hayin ruchsiv ochav v'kedem tartani. You created me a front and a back. Elamandiyam a zonov. But if you learn that Hashem created Chava from the tail of Adam Rishon, My ochav akodim sartani. What's the pasuk in Tehillim mean? Ochav akodim sartani. What does it mean? A front and a back. So I'm thinking, Marka Ami, Dora Ami, Ochol Amasa Breishis, it means he was the last Amasa Breishis, the Kodnum of Pronius, and the first one for Pronius. What does that mean? Vishloim Ochol Amasa Breishis, we understand it means Lo Ivri Ad Malay Shabbos. Odom Rishon was the last creation to be created. He was created Erev Shabbos. Elo, the Kodnum of Pronius, but what you're saying is that he was the first one to have Pronius, which is tragedy, Mayi. What is that? Ilim Shum the Klala, if it means the Klala that they got after eating the Etzadas, first the Nachash got the Klala, got the curse. So it can't be he was first for the Klala. So what does it mean, the first of Pronius? El Alamabel means the first time in the Torah we find clearly someone got a punishment is by the Mabel. And there it says, the Chsev, Ayimach as Kol Ayakum, Ashapne Adam, Ama Adam, Vadbeim, and see Adam was first. So that's the Firaman Yama, Achav Akadam Tartani means he was last in my Sebrachus and first for Pronius. If you remember parts, you understand why it says Vayitzer with two Yudin. In the pasuk it says Vayitzer Hashem Elikim Es Adam Afim Adama, two Yuds. So two Yuds are two Yetziris, the Yetzira of a Zachar and a Keva. Right away, that was created. His created Zachar and a Keva. Elamand Yama Zanov, but according to Mand Yama, that it was from Hashem created Chava from a Zanov. My Vayitzer, what's two Yuds? And for the Gemara, Hashem Pazi, Dalam Hashem Pazi. Oyli mi Yitzri, oyli mi Yitzri. Two yods are, one is Yitzri, one's Yitzri. One's Yitzhara, one's Hashem Yisbarach. And oyli mi Yitzri, oyli mi Yitzri, Yitzri means like this. If you do good things, the mitzvahs, the Yitzhara is angry at you. If you do Averis, the Hashem is angry at you. So oyli mi Yitzri, oyli mi Yitzri, you always have someone who's angry at you. What? Okay, so it's two people are happy or not happy. But either way, the Yitzri, I hear your question. Why the creation? Ask the Drasha, he's saying that. I had a good question. Bishloman, the Yama, Paratzef, Hainu Chsib, Zochav, Nekeva, Barum. Fidaman, the Paratzef, that's why it says, Zochav, Nekeva, Bura'om. It's Losh Rabbin. Hashem created Zochav, Nekeva right away together. Eleman, the Yama, Zonov, my Zochav, Nekeva, Bura'om. It says Zochav and Keva. Hashem created both Zochav and Keva right away. L'chayra, if you hold Zonav, it wasn't right away. First it was Adam, a Zochav, and then later on a Keva. And the Gemara Kravov, the Ravov Rami, Ksiv Zochav and Keva Barah, Ksiv Tzal Malakim Barah Oysoi, which means only him, only the Zochav, only one. So he explains Ravov, but Chila also Machshav LeBaruah Shnayim. Hashem first wanted to create two, Zochav and Keva Barah, Oysoi LeNivra Ela Echad. That's why it says afterwards Oysoi. What does that mean exactly? It's a big shiloh. Had to learn exactly what it means. Two chilos, number two, and then one. It's a big shiloh. Why? L'maisam, the mafarshim do say, the goyin says that if you remember that Hashem created them first as one and then cut them in half. What's the pshat in that? So it says because that they want to become an ezek negdoi, but they had to be different. The problem is to be different. They never get married together. Since Hashem first created them as one. And therefore, it's possible after marriage to be as one, to be one, because they were first created as one, and that made them into one being. And therefore, it's possible after marriage to become one being, because Hashem first created them in that way. If you learn parts, if you understand what it means, that after Hashem built Chava, it says he closed Adam Rishon back up because he cut him in half. So he had to close him back up. And Adam Zonov, which is an external thing, he's cut that off. So what do you have to close up? You cut off the zone of those little place, you need little stitches there, and that's what it means. You have to build Chava up because he wasn't built yet. So we're looking at more like Siamese twins, like a Paratzef. So then you have the whole entire body. Just cut them in half. So what's my Vayiven? And for the Gemara Shem Remanasiya, the Darsh of Shem Remanasiya, Vayiven Hashem Elikim Esatzela, which means Melamed Shekila Kosh Baruch Lechava. Hashem made Chava berates. Vavil Adam Rishon brought him to Adam Rishon to marry. Shkem Kracha Yom Karim Lekilasa Binasa. You see, Loshon Binyan by a braid, braiding the hair, and that means Vayiven. That doesn't mean built her upper body. She was built. Just means the hair. Dovacha. So this second pshat is lav dafka not a tarish. She's saying a different pshat about what Vayiven means. What is the lashon binyan? Amar chista ramam said the tana v'lamin shebana akaris baruch lechava kebinyan oitzer. Hashem built chava like a silo, like a oitzer. Ma oitzer zeh rochav v'mata v'kosam ma'al. It's like this storage house has to be wide on the bottom and narrow on top, because if it's wide on top and narrow on the bottom, it'll collapse. The kavva is the Paris, to be able to hold Paris. After Isha, Rechava Milmata, Vaksal Maila, Isha also is wider on the bottom to be able to hold the baby. The kavva is the vlad, and that's the Loshon Vayiven.